Welcome to another episode of Way Out in the Garage here on Cows Radio. This is your host, Chaz Adams, fresh from getting off restrictions for staying out too late at a rock concert. Come join me here in the garage and we'll groove on some choice cuts of rare tunage. We will start with a sort of garage band anthem.
Boss gone 7 years ago. Four fathers left their homes to roam. Light bright is awfully dim. I'm a no count, just like them.
Without one. she left me all alone. The world is empty now, it will never be the same, no.
Up on our last show, I wasn't able to play the correct original version of this next song, and I hope that we have it correct now.
Dreams come true, and I will be embracing you.
started off the show with our theme song, as we always do, One More for the Good Guys, an instrumental by The New Breed. And then we had the weekly opener, or the monthly opener, I should say, I'm a No Count by Ty Wagner with the Scotchmen, the punk garage singer born in Buffalo, but wound up in Tustin, California. And that record was on Chattahoochee Records, November of 1965. We had the Elite, or just Elite with an exclamation point, My Confusion, the flip side of the second record that they made on Charay, Charay Records, April 1966, the Fort Worth, Texas band. We then had Yesterday's Children, To Be or Not to Be, the prog psych band from Cheshire Prospect, Connecticut, on Parrot Records, December 1966. And then Misty Lane by the Chocolate Watch Band, the seminal garage psych band from San Jose, California, with strange history of manipulation by management and record companies. And it wasn't always them on their own records, but it was on this one. A favorite of my music buddy Terry on Uptown Records, July of 1967. And yes, I like that one as well, but I also really like the flip side of that. So let's continue on with something by the Mystic Tide. We'll be right back. that set we heard The Mystic Tide, psych garage band from Long Island on Esquire Records from October 66. They had their own record labels and sold their records mostly at their own gigs. They became much more popular with the garage music revival of the 80s. And then we heard Burned by the Mushrooms. And that was a Metro Detroit group put together by Glenn Frey, notably later as an Eagle. They had one single on Hideout Records, May of 1967, and both sides of that record were written and produced by Bob Seger. Cal's Radio thanks the Sonoma County Gazette for their support. The Gazette is 100% advertiser-supported and free to readers. Print editions can be found at almost 800 newsstands and local businesses from Cloverdale to Petaluma and Sonoma to the coast, reaching approximately 100,000 readers online and in print every month. Their focus is on local news with writers contributing from all corners of the county. They can be found online at SonomaCountyGazette.com. Opportunity knocks, will you answer? The Santa Rosa Sunrise Rotary Club welcomes you to join them in making a difference in your community. The Rotary supports a number of local organizations with a focus on assisting those in need. Consider joining and giving back to our community. You can find out about the Santa Rosa Sunrise Rotary Club. Just Google them. Well, as promised, I am going to play something by The Loved Ones.
You said you listen to me. Now what do you call that you do? You talk, but you're a liar. He left me all alone in blue.
Baby, baby,
it breaks my heart to tell you. I'm mad, I think I lost my. No choice now. Our past makes all our future dead. Baby, baby. Try, I need you. No matter.
you say it's over and you don't want me around. Now I've got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run but away. I never thought of other girls and I never was untrue.
stick your head out and then you change direction. Oh, no, you'll never hunt to fly.
Listening to Way Out in the Garage on KOWS Radio 92.5 FM, streaming at KOWSFM.com. And I'm your host, Chaz Adams, and we are playing classic and occasionally new garage band music. That last set was led off by the groups that I advertised. The all-female band, The Loved Ones, doing I'm Leaving You on Dunwich Records from May of 1966. The Niles, Michigan group with Char Vintage Born, Charlotte Alice. I don't know how to say it, probably Alice Vintage. And I'm Chaz and she's Char. And then we had the Ugly Ducklings with She Ain't No Use to Me, a Canadian band from Ontario on the Yorktown label, September 1966. Then the Morticians, the Stillwater, Minnesota band that drove around in a hearse, as several bands did, a convenient vehicle to put their old equipment in and an old vehicle and go to gigs. And they were on Peak Records in 1967. I've Got Nowhere to Run by Morticians. And then we close that set with The Music Machine, a demo version of their song, The Eagle Never Hunts the Fly. And that was, of course, Sean Bonnewell's dark, punkish sound with his dark, punkish band, The Music Machine. And let's continue on.
Seem worth the journey. The gate that you opened doesn't open for me. The door's closed behind you and your guard. But when you've done your traveling, just come looking for me. Please come down.
The Gants from their second album, Gants Again on Liberty Records. I'm a Snake, the Mississippi band that gave us the lovely Greener Days and their hit cover version of I'm a Roadrunner. And that song was kind of a takeoff on I'm a Roadrunner, I'm a Snake. We heard The Feminine Complex, an all-girl group from Nashville, with a song that was unreleased until put on a 1997 CD album on Teen Beat, and their takeoff on Mustang Sally, Jaguar Jimmy, and The Bumps from Seattle, Washington, on Piccadilly Records, May 1967, and Please Come Down. Now I shall take a drink of water, and I'll read you some announcements. Gospel, Old Time, Bluegrass, and Country are on the air every Monday afternoon beginning at 6 on the down-home sounds of Bluegrass from Sympathy Valley. Join host Mark Hogan for 2 hours of the best of the genre, including live recordings, cowboy poetry, and stories from Mark's years working, traveling, and picking. There's music in the air every Monday evening at 6 right here on KOWS 92.5 FM in Occidental. The Occidental Center for the Arts is West Sonoma County's entertainment hub with live music, community events, art exhibits, classes, theaters, and more. Check out all they have to offer our community at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. And were you aware that 1 in every 6 people in Sonoma County is in need of food assistance? The Redwood Empire Food Bank remains committed to providing food to hungry children, adults, and seniors throughout the year. There are many ways you can make a difference. For every dollar you donate, the Redwood Empire Food Bank can provide 2 meals for our neighbors in need. For more information, please visit refb.org or call at 707-523-7900. And now, Chaz and Way Out would like to give big ups to North Coast Solar for shelling out the bread to help us stay on the air, keep the lights on at Cal's Radio and here in the garage. For 40 years, they've been hooking up homeowners and businesses with solar power to improve energy reliability. They say the sun may be 92 million miles from Earth, but if you're looking for the best solar installation company, it is best to go local. Get all the deets at ncsr.com or give them a buzz at 707-575-3999. Thank you to North Coast Solar, ncsr.com. Thank you.
Oh, back the sunrise. Oh, make
That was a live recording of Hey Joe by the famed garage band from Chicago, The Shadows of Night, live there in 1966. Before that, we had Sun and Stars, I Miss Her So by The Creation from Albuquerque, New Mexico, a B-side on Centurion Records from 1967. And my very hip Chrome Dome buddy Terry picked out Hold Back the Sunrise from Ron Gray. I call his songs Terry Tunes. That one is about a dude who doesn't want the sun to come out because of what happens to him at sunrise, which he wasn't even responsible for. And that was on HBR Records, July 1966. A songwriter producer from Louisiana was Ron Gray. Well, it looks like it's time that I'm going to have to step out of here and don't have time for any more music to play except a little bit of our theme song. We got a split. You know that city curfew for loud sounds. So we'll shut down our Wild Wax for another gig. Next on the schedule is the same time Wednesday, the second Wednesday of next month. This is Chaz, asking you to stay out of trouble.
Propaganda and corruption.